We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Riale Amohela motivated viewers. That is welcome in Sepedi, a language spoken by more than 4.2 million people and is one of the official languages of South Africa. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongov. In Dar Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Ta, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, U.S. nonprofit AmeriCares distributes $1 billion in medical aid in 12 months. In environmental news, Nobel laureate Mr. Al Gore urges Australia to lead the way in curbing climate change. In health news, South Korea has a grand opening for a health facility offering vegan fare. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August the 30th, is the birthday of famous Senegalese musician and singer, Mr. Ismaël Elo, born in 1956. He began as a guitarist and backup singer with the pop group Super Diamono de Dakar, a band that played Umbala blues, a mix of Senegalese and Cuban rhythms. Later, he launched his solo career and has released several albums since, including Iso, Yamu Africa, and Senegal, and has toured the globe. In 2002, he was named by the French government a Knight of the Legion of Honor for his work. Mr. Elo said, "My message is about peace, love, and respect to people between country to country. Our thankfulness, Ismaël, for your music, which gives us a deeper appreciation of the richness of Africa and our shared humanity."
Flying news. Earthquakes jolt China, Indonesia, and US. On Friday morning, China's northwestern province of Qinghai Province was shaken by a 6.4 magnitude tremor, followed by at least 350 aftershocks, the largest of which was magnitude 5.3. The quake caused cracking walls of old homes, with landslides that were also triggered, collapsing a coal mine in a mountain.
The miners were said to all be safely above ground at the time. Officials have been dispatched to the region to check for any other damage or injuries. Other quakes around the world include the U.S. state of Oklahoma, where regions were jolted by 9 minor quakes, and a powerful 6.9 magnitude tremor that struck off the southeast coast of Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. No damage or casualties were noted to date in either Oklahoma or Indonesia.
Chinese officials, we appreciate your careful monitoring of the situation, and we thank heaven for the protection of the people in the quake-shaken regions. May our planet soon be relieved of such potential disasters as we strive for gentler regard of all beings on Earth.
Canadian fires force residents from their homes. With warm, dry weather sparking sudden and aggressive flames in the province of British Columbia, firefighters worked to contain the blazes. The fast-moving Martin Mountain Fire caused 100 residents to evacuate early on Friday and prompted a local state of emergency to be declared. Residents have also been asked to leave other areas, while some regions remain under evacuation alert. Officials say 30% of the province is in extreme fire danger. Since April 1st, there have been 2,679 wildfires in British Columbia, almost 1,000 more than the average of the past 7 years. We are thankful for the valor of the firefighters and other personnel working to ensure residents' safety. Our prayers that the flames may soon be extinguished and Earth's balance restored through humanity's kinder and more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany aids Iraqi diplomats. In response to a recent event that caused injury and loss of life to Iraqi foreign minister's staff in Baghdad, Germany has offered provisional medical care. The government has stated that it will donate funds for some 60 personnel to be flown to regional hospitals for immediate medical treatment. Our deep gratitude, Germany, and heaven bless your meaningful assistance. We send our sympathies for those family members who have suffered loss as we pray for the soon recovery of the injured Iraqi brethren and that complete harmony is soon restored to the land.
Salmonella still present in heated beef. Researchers at Michigan State University in the USA have studied the heat resistance of Salmonella in various presentations of beef. Contrary to popular belief, the researchers found that the whole cuts of beef exhibited greater heat resistance to Salmonella and that infectious bacterial pathogens do in fact survive. Salmonella contamination, which originates from fecal matter contained in the meat, is known to cause fever, intestinal disease, and in severe cases, even death. Thank you, Michigan State researchers, for this important information about salmonella infection arising from beef. May humans everywhere leave behind the unhygienic meat-eating habit in favor of life-saving plant-based fare.
Swine flu's dangers take new turns. Virology professor John Oxford at Britain's St. Bartholomew's and the Royal London Hospital, UK, explained that once the virus has infected about a third of the world's population, as expected, it would next seek new groups of vulnerable people by mutating into a deadlier form. Compounding this danger is the risk of the swine flu virus mixing with bird flu, which is also at large, especially in Southeast Asia.
After confirming that turkeys in Chile had contracted swine flu, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, expressed concern that the current pandemic could similarly spread through other poultry farms of the world. Meanwhile, epidemiologists have found a disturbing pattern in multiple countries, in which seemingly stable swine flu patients suddenly require hospitalization and intensive care.
While the true spread of swine flu cases is said to range in the millions, officially confirmed records released by the World Health Organization, or WHO, on Friday stated that over 209,438 people to date have been infected by the swine flu virus in 180 countries, while the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control counts 2,935 deaths based on government reports.
Within a 24-hour period, Hong Kong saw 397 new cases, with 17 hospital staff personnel who were stricken. In Europe, 660 new cases were reported within 24 hours, the majority of which were in Germany and Norway. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cautioned that the coming winter flu season could be the worst seen in years. Universities reopening for their academic year across the country are already experiencing disruptive outbreaks among college students, while in Chicago, Illinois, USA, the highest rates of infection are found in 5 to 14-year-old children.
We share the fearful concern and sorrow of world citizens faced with both present suffering and future perils from this pandemic. May we quickly realize the need to end the pattern of viral evolution by closing animal farms and stopping meat consumption in favor of restorative vegan fare, thereby setting the conditions for lasting health.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org
www.vrg.org
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Baby boom boosts UK population. According to the figures from the Office for National Statistics, residents of the United Kingdom now number 61.4 million, largely due to the birth of 791,000 new babies in the past year. Moreover, the number of people living past the age of 85 also topped 1.3 million. This means that for the first time in nearly a decade, the nation's increased birth and reduced death rates exceeded immigration as the biggest growth factor in the population. We're glad to hear of humanity's expansion in the United Kingdom. May God bless all lives, new and older alike, with love, fulfillment, and happiness.
Brand new California Loving Hut opens. The U.S. state of California has just opened her seventh Loving Hut restaurant in Orange County. Located in a shopping area and constructed with airy modern decor, Loving Hut Orange County has attracted many customers who are delighted with its vibrant atmosphere and scrumptious meals.
What do you think of the food?
We actually were saying how much we liked it.
This is my first time actually having vegetarian food, and I can't even tell the difference. It tastes really great. I'm very impressed.
Making diverse, delicious, and wholesome vegan cuisine easily accessible to everyone was Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept that encouraged the international family of Loving Hut restaurants. The Orange County Loving Hut is being received with appreciation by customers of all backgrounds.
I've been waiting for this place to open. I'm a local trainer in the area, and so I'm like, I need some healthy food choices.
Animal farming is one of the worst contributors to greenhouse gases. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. It motivates me more to want to eat this type of food.
The menu offers a variety of aesthetically and palate-pleasing choices, from sandwiches to flavorful rice dishes to bright beverages and desserts. Already, visitors have favorites.
You know, that shrimp right there is incredibly good. Yeah, definitely try that.
The egg rolls is really great, and the spaghetti is really good.
A hearty congratulations, Loving Hut Orange County, for your successful launch. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for being the beacon of compassion and steady support that is the essence of Loving Hut International. May the world enjoy the great taste and nourishment of the life-affirming vegan meals that herald an Eden on Earth.
Daughter alive after missing for 18 years, Miss J.C. Lee Dugard, who disappeared suddenly at age 11, was reunited on Thursday with her family in California, USA. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, conveyed the good news to Miss Dugard's mother, Terry Probin, who flew immediately to meet her now 29-year-old daughter. Stepfather Carl Probin, in tears, said, "It's a miracle that we got her back. We join in gratitude, Mr. and Mrs. Probin, for the return of your long-lost daughter, wishing a warm welcome home for Miss J.C. Lee Dugard with a renewed life in the companionship of loving family and friends."
Save our planet. Water shortages loom around the globe. Data from sources worldwide highlight ever-growing concerns about water supplies. U.S.-based Journalists Association Circle of Blue surveyed people in 15 different countries and found that water pollution and shortages were the public's biggest environmental concerns. In Wyoming, United States, two glaciers of the Teton Mountains have lost over 20% of their surface area, affecting water supplies in three states.
In Europe, a report from the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, found that only half of Germany's total water footprint comes from within the country, illustrating the dependency of industrialized nations on other countries for water sourced in imported goods. And in Asia, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, along with the International Water Management Institute in Sri Lanka, are calling for irrigation reform to help supply food and water for an additional 1.5 billion people by 2050.
Our thanks, Circle of Blue, World Wildlife Fund, UN Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, International Water Management Institute, and all others for sharing this vital information. Let us unite to implement lifestyles of sustainable consideration that bring about water security for all.
During a March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded that the quickest way to return to plentiful water stores is to halt livestock raising.
At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help, because all the human uses and everything together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else is mostly used for meat industry, 70% of it. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refuel our lakes and our river again.
Save our planet. Kenya to plant billions of trees. Coinciding with the hosting of the 24th Climate Outlook Forum for the Greater Horn of Africa, in which climate-related issues such as serious drought and drying rivers were acknowledged, Kenya's government has announced a vast tree-planting endeavor. Seeking to replenish felled tree areas with a 10% forest cover nationwide, the plan is to plant 7.6 billion trees over the next 20 years. Environment Minister John Michuki stated that in total, 4.1 million hectares of land would be reforested. Our accolades, Minister Michuki and Kenya, for your dedication to returning your nation to a lush forested land. Blessed be such efforts in showing respect for all life on our planet.
Save Our Planet, a new housing development in the United Kingdom's Cardiff Bay, has a specially designed wall containing integrated bird and bat nesting boxes to encourage their settlement in the area and limit the impact on local wildlife.
Save Our Planet. Australian environmental groups are calling upon government leaders to take stronger action against climate change to prevent a recurrence of the February 2009 fires, which were the deadliest on record with over 100 fatalities.
Save Our Planet. US scientists state that marine life and birds are perishing from trash ingested when they encounter the immense Pacific Ocean region, known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a watery vortex of human-produced plastic trash that is the size of the US state of Texas.
Save Our Planet. 18-year-old Seren Burak Dag of Turkey is awarded the 2009 Junior Stockholm Water Prize for devising a method of generating energy through the piezoelectric pulses emitted from falling rain.
Hello, I'm Oinky the Piglet with a tip of the day. Oh, and I love my vegan diet. To encourage creativity in your children, consider designating a large drawing space for them. You can convert a section or the entire wall of their room or recreation area to usable chalkboard. They'll have fun, and you can too, making pictures, playing games, or leaving loving notes and messages. Check out your nearest paint store or online for this cool wall covering. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, AmeriCare has distributed $1 billion US in medical aid in the last year. The US-based International Relief Organization has delivered medicine to 94 countries during this time, including 470 shipments to 35 states across the US. Our deepest appreciation, AmeriCare, for your loving kindness to those in need. May all people of the world flourish under the protection of our Creator.
In environmental news, Mr. Al Gore urges Australia to lead the way in addressing climate change. The former US Vice President believes the continent is well suited to develop viable sources of energy. Nobel laureate Mr. Gore met Australia's Prime Minister, the Honourable Mr. Kevin Rudd, in Sydney to talk about green energy goals and reducing emissions. Speaking of Australia, Mr. Gore said, "No nation has greater renewable energy resources and a greater capacity to develop alternative sources of energy and contribute to a solution for the climate crisis." God bless you, respected Mr. Al Gore and Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, for your tireless efforts to protect our precious planet. May all nations take the most earth-saving steps by turning to the vegan diet and life-sustaining energy sources. Up next on Noteworthy News, a health facility in South Korea offers vegan meals for clients. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. More informative news coming soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a joyful world. In health news, the Paradise Clinic in Busan, South Korea, is featuring alternative therapies and plant-based fare. At the grand opening ceremony, Korean traditional herb pharmacist and vegan, Ms. Lee Hung Chu, spoke of the healing power of meat-free food. Afterwards, vegan dishes were served buffet-style, delightful Korean fusion music bands, Beautiful and ABIO, entertained participants. Miss Lee also played the keyboard of gentle music which she composed herself. Congratulations, Paradise Clinic, on your new start. Our thankfulness for your leadership in providing compassionate food choices for improved well-being.
Please join us for a joke told in Hebrew entitled The Test.
Aima, איך הציון שלך במבחן?
הילד.
לא כל כך טוב, אבל עניתי על שלוש שאלות נכון.
האמא.
מה הן?
הילד.
שם, כיתה, זה תאריך.
And now, for our viewers' half-line.
Bonjour, Supreme Master Télévision. J'aime beaucoup les blagues des nouvelles et souhaitais en proposer deux en français, glanées sur Internet. Peut-être que le maître pourrait les lire un de ces jours. Titre 1. Le bébé précoce. Moi, mon bébé, ça fait 3 mois qu'il marche. Waouh! Il doit être loin maintenant. Titre 2. Deux grands pieds. L'enfant demande à sa maman. Dis maman, c'est vrai que j'ai des grands pieds? Mais non, répond maman. Mais n'oublie pas de sortir tes chaussures du garage. Sinon, papa ne pourra pas y ranger la voiture. Tout mon amour au maître suprême Ching Hai et mes meilleurs voeux à tout le reste de l'équipe. Christine de Paris, France.
Cheerful Christine, these jokes are very cute. Thank you for your love to Supreme Master Ching Hai and kind regards to Supreme Master Television staff. May divine light grace you and your elegant French co-citizens. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special reply for you. Chère Christine, I laughed so much. Thank you for the jokes. The real French accent will be appreciated more than mine. All love to you too, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/halfline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Shalang Gabotse, which means goodbye in Sepedi.
Wishing you heavenly love and happiness. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Turkey's International Development Agency announces a program of technical assistance to help provide stability to Afghanistan through courses offered in administration, leadership, motivation, and public services.
The U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery lifts off from Cape Kennedy, Florida, headed with two astronauts to the International Space Station for delivery of food, additional crew sleeping quarters, an exercise treadmill, and science equipment.
Rescuing a crow that had become tangled in a branch and was stuck for 3 days, fire service personnel in Chennai, India safely free the bird, then feed and give it water before setting it free.
Finland-based cell phone manufacturer Nokia installs a reverse osmosis water treatment plant in Vadhana, India, so the villagers no longer have to walk 10 kilometers to retrieve water each day.
To raise money and reduce the budget deficit, California, USA is selling unneeded or unclaimed items on eBay and Craigslist websites, with autographs on some by California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon highlights the importance of unity among the Palestinian people to best advance in Israeli peace negotiations toward a two-state solution.
Spanish scientists have found that fruits contain even higher amounts of the healthful substance polyphenol than was known before, making this natural food group more nutritious than ever.
In the quake-stricken area of China's southwestern Sichuan province, Air Force personnel complete a $10.2 million rebuilding of a school, which is now designed to be resilient to 8.0 magnitude quakes.
Archaeologists in Italy find what is believed to be the first century birthplace of Emperor Vespasian, who was known for his generosity and oversaw the building of the Colosseum and the Temple of Peace.
South African President Jacob Zuma makes his first state visit to Zimbabwe, where he commends the progress of the unity government and encourages further national reconciliation.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.